a sustenance stipend of up to 30,000 per month. To summarize the second pillar, Paisa, VCs invest in businesses that have attained customer validation. The funding gap to develop the product, do test marketing, and hire the first set of team members can potentially come from the incubators. Most incubators have a strong network of angel investors and micro VCs. Once a startup gets incubated, this network can be leveraged to raise funding. Let's move on to the third pillar, which is people. As quoted by Ola founder Bhavesh Agarwal, during the initial days of your startup, raising capital is definitely tough. But attracting talent and getting the right people is a tougher task for the founders. As a startup founder, you cannot afford to give market-level salaries to your team members. The biggest challenge is, how do I get access to quality people who can work with me? This is where incubators are playing a key role. Most incubators are located within large universities and engineering colleges. These campuses are buzzing with enthusiastic and talented students. The incubators provide access to the student pool and they can be a part of your team. They can help you with the tech product development, digital marketing, ideation, etc. Many startups have effectively leveraged this talent student pool, especially during the initial stages of their fundraising journey. Many startup founders have effectively leveraged this